after a while, it was just what they did. And they really didn't notice it. I think it's just like anything else. You just get used to your environment and you adapt. And we had a job to do and we just kept working.
Do you think that it impacted their learning?
Maybe positively, in that they had to perform a little bit. It seemed like when the cameras were here, they wanted to please me and they wanted to have things look great. And so they may have done better because of it. I don't know.
How did you get picked to take part?
Idaho is participating in the Con in Idaho project, where Idaho is partnering with Albertsons and with Khan Academy to bring this software into the classroom. And there are 200, I believe, teachers statewide who are actually going to be doing this. And so the producers heard about that project through Khan Academy, so that landed them in Idaho. I went through the interview process, and they said, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Yeah." I was really excited about getting the technology into the classroom, and I thought, you know, if this is an opportunity for me to get something new into my classroom, I'm all for it.
How do you feel about being chosen as a representative of your entire profession?
I feel like I don't belong with those other three. You know what I mean? I watched them in the movie, and they're so good. They had all four of us watching the movie together, the four teachers. And something that was universal in what we all said is every teacher has that teacher that they aspire to be. And I have them in this building, teachers that I watch every day and think, my gosh, I wish I could be as good as you. And all four of us talked about how we all feel like that.
What was it like working with one of the most well-known documentary filmmakers in the country?
He was amazing. It always kind of came back to, well, what do you think about this? And even the night we saw the movie, his question to us was, did we get this right? Are you guys happy with the movie? Did we represent you well? Did we represent your kids well? And I thought, that's really amazing that this man, who is an amazing director and who could just say, this is my movie and I'm done and it is what it is.
Did he get it right?
I think so. It just resonated so deeply, I think, with each of us. And we all left that room going, everybody needs to see this movie. Teachers need to see it to know that they're not alone in the battles that they go through every day, because it's really tough as teachers to admit that it's hard. And I'm hoping that for parents, it shows them, we are here for your kids. And I think sometimes it doesn't feel that way. I don't always feel like parents get that about us, that we're on your side and you want great things for your kids. We want the same great things for your kids. That's why we show up and get tortured by them every day, some days, because we want them to have this great life and to be successful. And I hope that parents walk away from this movie feeling like they get that.
One of Davis Guggenheim's previous forays into the world of public education, Waiting for Superman, was critically acclaimed, but it was also slammed by some people as presenting a narrow and biased view of the education system. What would you say is the message or the theme of this documentary, Teach?
I think that the message is that teaching is tough. And it's rewarding, and it's a daily challenge and a daily struggle, and that if you stay passionate and if you keep pursuing, it can be the most amazing thing. I walked away inspired to begin my year and to take these kids and just love them and take them as far as I possibly can. And I was in it, and I still walked away with that feeling. So I just think the message is, let's get behind teachers and let's support them and let's get more into the field. And if you're even considering doing this as an occupation, you should, because it's a worthy job. And yeah, some days it's really, really tough, but it is such an important profession to be in.